You do? Okay. Sorry about that. That's the normal response of a tooth.
Wow.
That's about minus 50 degrees.
Wow.
So that's normal. That tooth has died. Because of the nerve inside that tooth has died and there's infection. Now, two ways to get rid of it. The only two ways that we have is either a root canal treatment or to have the tooth extracted.
Right.
So, you know, do you know what a root canal treatment is?
Yeah.
You've had some before or what?
Yeah.
You've had one before, okay. So this tooth here for you,
it's 1.5.
Now this can have anywhere from 1 to 2 canals in the tooth. So depending on that, the cost of the treatment would vary as well. And there's a few different visits.
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully just 2, or it can be 3 as well sometimes. So what we start by doing is, you know, we want to first get in, find the 2 canals if there's 2. We try and look for 2. Sometimes there might only just be 1.
Yeah.
And then clean the canal out, dress it up with an antibiotic for about a week. And then at the end of the week, check if the infection's gone. If it's all healed up, then we can, you know, go in and fill it. So do the root canal filling.
Yeah.
And then the tooth gets a filling on top. Now, the way this is broken, it's sort of broken under the gum, really. And after this is done, you really should think about getting a cap on your tooth as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do add all this together, I'll put it up on the computer because I'm really bad at numbers myself. Mm-hmm. So I'll just need to see. But the cap costs you about $1,300. We don't do that for at least about 6 months after we've done the root canal. But I've seen teeth like this, and we actually just had someone come in a few days ago, and well, they hadn't had the root canal done here and didn't know they had to get a cap, or they were told they had to get a cap but did not.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, tooth had sort of split completely. And then you just have to have it taken out anyway. So you spent all these appointments and your money on the root canal. But if I hadn't really told you that that's what you're looking at in the end, then, you know, so you kind of need to keep that in mind, that ideally once you get the root canal, in 6 months or a year, you're looking at getting a cap on the tooth as well. Okay. So what option would you want to go for? I know lots to think about at the moment.
There's lots to think about. The thing is that I'm an actor, so it worries me to have
a wisdom tooth. I went short and
sweet. I was.
Oh, okay, you were.
So it worries me to have a wisdom tooth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, yeah. I mean, it's not good functionally as well to lose that tooth.
Right,
really.
Okay. So then I'd rather go...